USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Pope Francis arrived in Ireland this morning for the first papal visit since Pope John Paul II visited in 1979. Irish President Michael Higgins received Pope Francis at the presidential residence in Dublin. The Pope is expected to meet protests and outrage after Ireland was rocked by scandals exposing how the Church allowed decades of sexual and physical abuse of children. Francis is expected to meet with victims of abuse during his visit. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar hosted the Pope in Dublin Castle Saturday and said he hoped the Pope's visit would open a new chapter in the relationship between church and state in his country. The Prime Minister outlined the scandals that continue to haunt Catholics in his country and beyond.
Magdalene laundries, mother and baby homes, industrial schools, illegal adoptions, and clerical child abuse are stains on our state, our society, and also the church.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Federal officials say Hawaii residents should not let their guard down now that a once powerful hurricane that threatened the island state has become a tropical storm. NOAA meteorologist Steve Goldstein says the effects of tropical storm Lane are likely to linger.
Even after Lane moves off, a wet weather pattern is likely to hold through the first half of next week across the Hawaiian island before a drying trend finally fills in towards the end of the week.
Lane turned toward the island chain early this week as the most powerful type of hurricane, a Category 5, but upper-level winds tore the storm apart, and by late Friday, the National Weather Service had downgraded Lane to a tropical storm. A Florida high school football rivalry ends in a triple shooting Friday night. It happened outside of Raines High School in Jacksonville. One male is dead and two teens are injured in the shooting that occurred outside the football field's main gates as people were leaving the game. Police are looking for those responsible.
During the game, there were some disturbances, some fights that took place as the game was winding to a close, so we'll be investigating whether or not that factored into it.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
In a Democrats' weekly address, Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland, ranking member of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, cites the recent string of legal trouble surrounding members of the president's inner circle and the reaction from the Republican-controlled Congress. Cummings says he thinks the government system of checks and balances is not functioning properly.
We're working to pass tougher ethics and campaign finance laws and crack down on ethical blindness that has poisoned this administration and this Congress.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has changed his travel plans at the president's request. More from USA's Wendy King.
He was planning to go back to North Korea, but that has now been scrapped. When he went to Pyongyang last month, he was snubbed by Kim Jong-un. There was concern when this trip was announced that Pompeo might not accomplish much. The president acknowledged that in his tweet, canceling the trip, citing insufficient progress toward denuclearization.
President Trump again criticizing the NFL and its broadcast partners concerning the national anthem. In a speech Friday, Trump specifically went after the league, CBS, and ESPN. The president told a Republican Party dinner crowd, "Can you imagine they're not going to broadcast the national anthem? CBS and ESPN, how do we like that? Is that good?" Networks televising NFL games typically have not shown the anthem except at the Super Bowl and other special events, but once players began demonstrating during the Star-Spangled Banner to bring light to social injustice, interest in behavior during the anthem took on an added interest. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.